The idea of a curriculum, which makes the social-emotional learning needs of students a priority and ensures that all children are being taught to think critically, collaborate effectively, communicate respectfully, and express themselves creatively, has been my vision for many, many years. In a world where children are rushed from place to place, often on devices, we as educators and parents need to create an environment where they are given time and allowed to focus, to think, to create, and to learn. Let's make this happen together. My name is Jennifer Lee Quattrucci. Welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about homework. I know it's a huge topic. And the truth is, I've been studying, experimenting, and reflecting on this whole issue for a while now, as a teacher and as a parent. Last week, I opened up the conversation on Twitter, and I'm Jen Quattrucci there, and on my Insta stories, where you can find me at Mommy Teacher Fashionista. I asked, are you strongly against homework? Or do you truly feel it is necessary? I asked people to share their why on the topic of homework, and there was a tremendous response right from the get-go. Great feedback, really wonderful insight, and what I really discovered most of all was that there are so many people who are truly passionate about making the very best decisions for not just educating children, but for nurturing the overall well-being of children of all ages. The overwhelming first responses were against, against, against. People were like, no, homework, I'm against it, definitely in elementary, definitely for this reason, just like ready to ban the whole concept of homework. And I get it. As the conversation went on, collectively it shifted toward not the homework being bad and wrong, but the types of homework and the purpose for it. The goals of it. And really, the point was, is it meaningful? The same thing with what we tackle with all of education. If it's not meaningful, why are we doing it? I love what Donnie Epp said. He really summed it up well. He said, it must be meaningful with a direct, transparent, committed purpose. Homework should never be a checkbox in the list of things to do. Also, anything assigned outside of class should be in partnership with the child's home to assure fidelity. And I love how he summed that all up, said it so perfectly. So, next is how. How can we step away from that meaningless busy work that there's really no evidence to demonstrate that it benefits students to shift to more of what Chris Woods of Daily STEM was saying, giving things that are practice, experiences, tasks, challenges, not that packet of busy work. Things that we can leave our students with more to think about. There's a quote by Lily Tomlin that actually David Hennell shared in the midst of all of this Twitter discussion, and the quote goes like this: I like a teacher who gives you something to take home to think about besides homework. And I do think that we can do so much more for our children with homework, giving them more to think about. We can give them responsibility to think about. We can give them ways to think about time management. We can give them perseverance. We can give them greater self-esteem. These things are never going to be measured on standardized tests, but we can give these to our students. We can give them through give these things to our students from being mindful about what we send home. When I was writing my book, Educate the Heart, I knew I was going to devote a chapter to homework, and I did. Chapter 11 is called Homework, Make It Meaningful, 15 Ways to Keep Kids Engaged and Encourage Authentic Learning at Home. And the ideas are based on motivation as the key to authentic learning. We as teachers, we cater to the individual interests, natural curiosity, personal desires of students with effective strategies to inspire students' increased growth, learning, and overall well-being. We do this all day long. homework strategies that integrate instruction, allow students to make choices about what they learn, encourage creativity, value thinking skills, and ask excellent questions for students to explore in imaginative ways will motivate students to be engaged, successful learners at home. It should not be busy work, punishment, or a way for students to teach themselves. It should have clear expectations, be an opportunity for students to take ownership of their learning, allow for multiple pathways to success, and be connected to real-life situations. This is going to look different in every classroom with every teacher and for every family. I like what Julie Woodard does. She gives these dinner discussion questions, and she gives visual, graphic organizers with them to organize the thinking, and she sends them home. It's a choice. She's not telling parents exactly in family. She's not saying you must spend your dinner discussing these questions, but it's an opportunity. It's a chance. It's a suggestion. And the ones that do, I'm sure they're benefiting from the discussion questions. She gets excellent feedback from her students, as we've discussed. So I was glad to hear how she makes homework work for her in this way, and also strengthens that homeschool connection. Also, Christine Bemis, she is an educator in Massachusetts, and she creates these little cards. She calls them classroom highlight cards, and she actually finds it affordable and practical to go through Vistaprint for them. And it's a way for her to connect families with the classroom. They can find out more about what's going on, and it can prompt discussion and further experiences that they want to carry on based on what the child is learning at home. So there are definitely ways that we can get away from busy work. How about if we asked our children to find a list of items, like a scavenger hunt? Items on the list couldn't be so specific, they could be descriptive. We can ask students to find something quiet, something hilarious, something beautiful, something frightening, things that will allow opportunities for students to be creative and make their own choices. And they could take photos of them, they could draw them, they could write about them, just sentences about them, write reports discussing them, put all of their objects that they found into a story, fiction, nonfiction, either one. Something like that, giving them something to think about, something that they can apply their learning, apply their writing, apply their thinking skills to. What would be so wrong with that? Especially if it was a choice, and especially if you gave them maybe say 3 to 4 weeks to carry out the assignment. It's something to think about. I keep thinking about an educator, Lisa Bianco, and she teaches in the inner city middle school. And I think about what she said in response to my question on Twitter. She actually responded via Insta story, and she said it depends. Homework is okay, only for reinforcement. Teachers don't need to pile it on. Some kids have extracurricular activities. Some are in split family homes, and it's hard to go from one place to the other, and things get lost. And kids come home exhausted, and they worked hard all day. And I do keep that in mind, and I think about my own daughter who is in the middle school, and I think about my son who's going into the fourth grade. And I still think that if we're mindful about it, and we're not piling it on, and we're making it meaningful, we can make suggested ideas, suggested assignments, if you want to call them assignments, or tasks, or challenges, whatever you want to call them, whatever makes sense for you and your kids. I still think that we can give them these opportunities to further their learning for those children and for those families who are outside of the school day, and they're looking for things to do, and they want it to make sense, and they want to use their academic skills, and they just might need a little bit of a suggestion. And then why not celebrate it in class for those who've done it? If you're giving them 3 to 4 weeks to do it, you're giving them the time, and you're not asking them for any special equipment. Another example is they can choose a topic or a concept to teach the class. And a first grader could do this. A sixth grader could do this. It could be something, they're choosing something they consider themselves to be an expert about. Some students might choose to teach about a hobby, such as collecting baseball cards or playing a musical instrument, or even constructing minifigure settings with building bricks. Other students might choose to expand on a theme or a topic being studied in school, such as the solar system or the United States. They can decide on at least 5 facts to teach the class and even create a little quiz to give the class when their presentation is complete. I think that we can work these things into our curriculum as long as we're not doing this with the everyday busy work, busy work, busy work. If we do them instead of give these suggested homework challenges, I think it could work. What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to leave a message here on the Anchor app, or you can contact me on any of my social media. I'm mostly found on Twitter at Jen Quattrucci, but also Instagram's an option, Mommy Teacher Fashionista. You can also read more about what I'm doing with my family and in my classroom on my blog, mommyteacherfashionista.com. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to all of you who participated in the Twitter chat, in the Instagram discussion, and thanks just everybody for listening and being here with me. You are appreciated.